race between master and disciples will be presented in Sepedi and English, with subtitle in English, Chinese, Korean, Olakese or Vietnamese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Persian, Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Croatian, Thai, Japanese, Bulgarian and Indonesian. Africa ke continent ya bobedi ye kgolo mo lefaseng. Gomme ke yeo e šogofaditšweng ke letsogo la Modimo. Ga e ga matlhako ka ge e bitšwa ka lebaka la gore botho bo thomile gona fa ke kgokagano ya tša dikgwa. Ditaba tša yona tše botse di swere bokgwa bjo bo nago le di-gold, platinum le diamond. Gape noka ye kgolo yeo e bitšago Nile e ela go feta dimaele tše dikete tše nne go fitlhela botlhabela go tšwa bodikela bja Africa go ya Egepeta. E feta diphedi tše nngwe tše dintšhi tša Modimo ka fase ga leratadima la Africa. Dinatla tše ntšhi bagale le bakgoni ba tšwa mo Africa. Bona ke Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., Moraloki Bill Cosby le Mmasebotsana Imane bao ba bontšhitšego lerato le bokgoni bja maAfrika. Modimo o tšwela pele go šogofatša Africa ka master yo a phelago, yo e le gore mošomo wa gagwe ke go abelana lerato go tšwa go Modimo wa magodimong le batho ka moka ba lefase le. Ka 1995, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a etela Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, kua bodikela bja Africa. Kgošigadi ya Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Betty, o ile a mema Supreme Master Chinhai mošate go ba moeng wa maemo. Ka morago ga ge a ile a bona maemo a dipetlele tša fao, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a reka dinyaka tšeo di hlokegago le dihlare. Ka morago ga fao, o ile a felegetšwa ke ngwana wa kgoši ya Ivory Coast legae la ditšhuana toropong kgolo ya Abidjan. Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a amogela ka borutho leetong la gagwe kua mošate wa Benin. O amogetše ke kgoši Agbula Agbo le kgošigadi. Leetong leo la Benin, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a etela dipetlele, metsemagae yeo e le gore ba dila le mafelong ya mmalwa ya ditšhuana yeo e le gore e hlokometše ke di-nuns. Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a šogofatša bana ka lerato la gagwe le dimpho. O ile a fa ditšhuana tša Saint Infant Jesus tšhelete gore ba kgone go humana ditlabela tše dingwe tšeo di hlokegago. Mo mengwage yeo e latelago, Supreme Master Chinhai le bakgathatema ba ile ba kgathatema kudu mo International Red Cross le mekgatlho ye mengwe ya tlhokomelo ya tša botho. Ba ile ba thuša kudu batlhokofatšwa ba dinto kua Rwanda le batlala kua Sudan le mekgatlho ya tša semoya kua Uganda. Bakgathatema ba tšwela pele ka mošomo wa go thuša batho bao ba tlhokago sa bona le batho bao ba senago magae le ditšhuana mengwageng ye ka moka. Ka Hlakole le Mmantšhule 1999, Supreme Master Chinhai o ile a ralala le lefase la Africa gape le Middle East le Africa gomme a ruta. O ile a memiwa go tla go ruta mo ditoropong tše kgolo tša Africa Borwa, tšona ke Johannesburg, Durban le Kapa. Batho bao ba be ba tsoma nnete mo ditoropong kgolo tše ba be ba kgalegile go kwa lentšu la Modimo go ba kgotsofatša tlhologelo ya ka gare. Gotlhe mo a ilego a ya gona, batho ba maAfrika ba ile ba amogela Supreme Master Chinhai ka borutho gomme a ba moeng wa go tlhomphega kudu mo nageng yeke. O be a tlišitše molaetša wa khutšo le lerato go batho. Ka morago ga thuto ya Kapa yeo e bego e le ya mafelelo, o ile go a swara retreat ya lefase ka bophara. Bakgathatema go tšwa metlhobong ka moka ba ile ba kopana ka moka, morero e le go rapelela lefase gore le be le khutšo. Jale ge re go mema gore o theetše thuto yeo e bitšwago go sepela ka lerato le lethabo, yo re fa o ke Supreme Master Ching Hai ka Hlakole 1999 kua Kapa Afrika Borwa.
Yeah, there was a guy who drinks a lot and just come home every night drunk. And his wife complains. I just don't understand. The someone could drink without being thirsty. Not thirsty and keep drinking. You know, I couldn't understand somebody like that. So the man, you know, had a few bottles, too much. Saying, and you, I also don't understand you. Why every time I come home, you have to bring home four women look exactly like you? I'm seeing double, maybe. I drink too much orange juice. Wow, I never see so many happy people in my life together in one place. Okay then. You want to ask anything else? I'm so happy to see you happy. Okay, yeah? Feel good, yeah? Yeah. I bet you do. Yeah, it's the purpose of enlightenment, huh? At least you feel good sometimes. Okay, you ladies ask all the questions and then men, okay? All right, good, good.
If I heal somebody, yeah, a patient with homeopathy, do I have to take on the patient's karma? Homeopathy.
Oh, this is okay. It's, yeah, kind of medicine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. No, this is like doctor job. It's okay. Who else? Yeah.
Welcome in Africa, Master. We all love you very much, and the country needs you very much. And then I want to ask you about soulmates. Can, yeah, you explain to us? Is it necessary to contact your soulmate, and if, what happened?
In this life?
Yeah.
If it's necessary, then it is necessary. If it's not necessary, then it is not necessary. You will know, you know. We have plenty soulmates, really, not just one. Just our paths don't always cross. And because it's not necessary, I guess. Do you have a soulmate already?
Yes.
Okay, then why worry? Yeah? No need another one. Lucky you. I was thinking what a free life the African people had before. And they still do sometimes. Some of the tribes, they're still very carefree, yeah? They're not ashamed of their body, and I don't feel such a complication like us, the civilized people.
One disciple told me and my husband that I have made a big mistake in my past life, so now the invisible being come back to surround me and torment me, liberate. But because I believe in your teaching, so I say to her, it's nonsense.
Probably. Talking nonsense.
So now she say that if I want to solve my problem, I have to follow two solutions. First, I have to quit my job because my job is a high school teacher. It might collect a lot of karma from my student.
Oh.
And the second,
can no, I, don't do that.
Can I continue?
I don't think so. All this nonsense. What for? Just do what you do. Don't listen to her anymore. Finito, whatever she said.
Okay, thank you.
Tell her I said so. Tell her she should meditate more and be more humble. Okay?
Thank you.
I never tell anybody such nonsense. All right? It's your job and it's very noble. Yeah? Because you are Kuan Yin practitioner. You radiate good vibration and goodwill and love. It's good for your student. Yeah? Judging from that, anything else is garbage. So don't worry about it, okay?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Listen, you guys, you just practice a little bit and just keep quiet, okay? That's none of your business, number one. Number two, it's not true what you're saying.
I have no question, Master. I just want to thank you very much for taking my karma.
Oh, God bless you more.
Good evening, Master. The question was in Toria about the tithes, the offerings and tithes. You said it's good to give tithing. Who do you have to give it to?
Well, you give the charity. Right. Yeah? Give it whomever you want to give, okay? That's anybody, right. Any organization, anyone that you think need it, okay? One-tenth of your income, right?
Thank you.
That's from the church before. But that's good, that's good. You give to whomever you trust that do some good to the needy people, yeah? Or spiritual purpose.
Good evening, Master. I just want to thank you for always being with me whenever I needed it, that you really are my best friend.
Okay.
And, I want to ask, sometimes you say that a person that has no education, who might not even know how to read and write, usually has better spiritual progress than a person with a PhD, for example. I want to ask you...
Not always, but
yes,
yeah, in many cases.
Unusual.
Yes.
Can you tell me, how does a person regain a simple mind that he used to have before? Is there a way to do it?
Yeah, well, you have to try to forget what you learn. It's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. Once in here, difficult to erase. But with a lot of meditation and sincere, humble effort, yes, you will attain it. Okay?
Yes. And
it's just not like that. People who learn too much, they're full in here. Mm-hmm. And you just like a record player, you know, whatever it recorded, will give out again all the time. So it has no. It's become like a habit to think like a book, see? So it's difficult for true wisdom and knowledge to enter. Yeah, it's too long. The process of brainwashing is too long. And now suddenly he became a spiritual. Of course, it's a short while, so it takes a long time to erase that. You have to replace it with some higher knowledge, see? Yeah. But it's not impossible, just a little harder, sometimes very hard. Yes. The ego, yeah, the arrogance of the mind, yeah.
And what about one's occupation? For example, the field that I've chosen is one that I constantly have to learn new things, to learn new technology. Should I consider changing to a new field where I don't have to use the brain so much?
What kind of profession you have?
I just finished studying electrical engineering.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it involves electronics.
Okay, don't worry about that, okay? If you already are humble in your heart, maybe it's not all that difficult. Yeah? Okay? It depends. If the person too much attached to worldly knowledge, yeah? And feeling very arrogant in his mind. And that is difficult. Not difficult, not because his soul doesn't progress. His soul still progresses if he meditates every day and have true faith in the master and humbleness to beg for change. Yeah? He still progresses. It's just his mind still has not been washed, and he will continue to make mistake in worldly life and make trouble for himself. That's all, okay? And the wisdom is not easily to go through to help him. That doesn't mean he will not attain spiritual progress. Yeah? Ego is just difficult to kill, that's all.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Coming here, before you came, I had a question which you answered by
already.
Your action. I was proud. I am still proud for being having been touched by you yesterday.
Yes.
And I am that kind of very proud that this I can't help it. I know that it's bad to be proud. Mm-hmm. And I know that I need your grace and your blessing so that this pride leaves me. This type of pride has been with me for a long time. Whenever I did, I am proud for being the son of my father.
Yes.
I am proud to be the brother of my brother.
That's cool. I like that.
But I want to stop being that type of proud. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. I am just begging for your blessing.
And why?
Not for me only, but for all others who are like me.
Why?
Because I know, I feel it is bad.
I don't know why it's bad to be proud to be the brother of your brother. Huh?
Because he is my brother. It's happened
somebody.
To be somebody.
Somebody. Oh, I would be proud too. If my brother was a king of Zulu, I would be very, 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 very proud.
Thank
don't
you.
Worry about it. You're okay.
Thank you, yes. Master. The second thing is that I am afraid to share good things with other people. And this...
Like what? What good thing?
Good things to present the teachings of Suma Chenghai.
Yes, yes, I understand. It's and, difficult, yes.
And up to now, I am initiate for 3 months. And I know your teachings for about 10 months. I have not got the courage to accept my wife and my...
Yes.
Because she lives with me and she knows what I am doing.
Yes.
And she also had taken the convenient method.
Yes.
Well...
You do it when you're ready, okay? No problem.
Well, I want to do it now, but I want to do it naturally. I don't want to do it
okay.
Artificially.
Okay. So you just work with the group first, okay? Like, okay, people go out and do something. You do with them. You know, the group in our center or in our group, sometimes many brothers and sisters go out and do something, sharing the teaching. You just help out. That's also fine. Right. You don't have to do it individually yourself.
Well, our center, I come from Mauritius, you know, a small island in the Indian Ocean. And we are only 5 initiates there. And we meet regularly. And maybe you must...
Go out together.
You must bless us. We intended to welcome you in Mauritius, but...
You do it first, okay? And then maybe I will come.
Okay, thank you.
Mm. You are a big guy, mature, with beard and white hair and all that. And you dare not do anything. You ask me, a little woman like this, go so far away from your little to your little island and do some big thing for you? Forget it. I'm also very scared. Yeah.
We are
leboga go ba le rena le hono mo magareng a master le barutwana re kgopela lebe le rena go sasa kgaolong ya bone ya go sepela ka lerato le lethabo seo se latelang ke lefase le ga le leratelago a matjatji a lena a tlale ka ditšhogofatso tseo di tswago magodimong. Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in again tomorrow for part 4 of Walking in Love and Laughter. Coming up next is Planet Earth, our loving home. May your days be filled with heaven's loving grace.